That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Guys, this is so exciting.
We're very excited.
This is exciting. We are excited. We are joining the Now Hear This Festival in New York City, September 8th through the 10th this year in New York City. I already said that, but we're going to be there and you should be there too.
Guys, 3-day tickets are still available and that gets you access to all 25 live shows throughout the weekend.
I'm sorry, Zach. 25 shows?
25 live shows. Some sort of cornucopia of live performance.
Oh,
for your ears.
My goodness. You can buy 3-day tickets, or you can also still get single-day tickets and come see our show on Saturday.
That's true.
Guys, when you check out, the first 100 people to use our offer code OFFBOOK, one word, no spaces, save $20 on that 3-day pass. I don't know, our podcast is pretty fun, but there's amazing podcasts here like...
Ugh, prove it.
How Did This Get Made?
What?
Doughboys?
What?
Larry Wilmore?
What?
Comedy Bang Bang? Plus more shows like Planet Money and LeVar Burton Reads.
Hey guys, you gotta go to nowhearthisfest.com to get your tickets. That's nowhearthisfest.com on the internet. HTTP:// You know how the internet works.
You guys know.
Also, you don't have to do that anymore. It kind of does it by itself.
Huh. Yeah, we're learning.
We're learning.
But the biggest lesson is, we're Now Hear This.
Watch us at a festival. We'd love to see you.
You should go.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Zach, listen, I gotta be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty bummed that summer's coming to an end, you know?
Well, don't be, because with the end of summer comes a Labor Day.
Oh, and what comes with Labor Day?
Stitcher Premium is having a special sale for Labor Day.
Oh, okay.
Get into it, McKenna.
I am.
Are you? Because for a few days only, you get your first 3 months of premium for just guess.
I don't know, probably like $100.
Less, so much less than that.
Probably like $27.99.
Even less than that.
Probably like...
It's $1.
Oh,
it's
my!
It's $1. And it's the perfect time to catch up on some fan favorites available only on Premium. You can hear shows like Big Grande's Teacher's Lounge.
Okay.
I mean, Big
Love
Grande's
them.
Fantastic. The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Birdie's Botanarium.
Yes,
I don't
thank
know how
you.
To pronounce that show, but man... That's Jermaine Clements. He's fantastic.
I want to listen to his content.
All of the Comedy Bang Bang live episodes.
Hey, that's fun. I was in one of those in Austin at South by Southwest, and I was like, I gotta let people hear what I said after eating so much queso.
And if they have a dollar, they can hear it now.
I want you to go and listen to those episodes and imagine me full of queso.
Guys, just go to StitcherPremium.com/Labor Day to get your first 3 months for just $1. Imagine Jessica McKenna full of queso. That's StitcherPremium.com/Labor Day. You don't need a promo code, but if you put in promo code full of queso, it will say,
Error.
This is not a valid promo code.
But do it and tweet
it. Do it. See what happens.
Tweet at us a screenshot. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That's Zach Reno.
That's Jessica McKenna.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to improvise a brand new musical that will live and die in this podcast.
It will die.
Well, I guess it'll live if you want to replay this
and
episode.
Then it will die when you're done listening to the episode.
Eventually everything will die.
That's right. Also, we are accompanied by the mortal and ultimately going to be dead Scott Passarella. On the keys, who, as per usual, has not been given a microphone.
Who smiled?
You give me a microphone!
beautiful. We never will.
We never will. He smiled through you describing his ultimate demise.
Yeah, we're all
mortal. Because he's just that sweet.
That's all of us.
Guys, there's another person here with us, and we're so excited to have her. You know her from her writing credits on Saturday Night Live and the upcoming Wet Hot American Summer. 10 years later, please welcome the incredible Fran Gillespie.
What an intro.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're so happy to have you.
No mention of me dying, I see.
Well, we're not sure.
I'm not sure. Ooh. I've always found you to be potentially immortal.
Yeah. Oh, is that so?
Yeah, you have one of those vibes. You'd be on my shorter list of, like, if someone was like, Jessica,
is a god walking among us, which of the people that you know is it?
Yes. You'd be in my top 50 for sure. Beyond that, I can't really say.
Top 50.
We know a lot of people.
I know a lot of, I mean, just, you know, like a lot of people. I feel like the more you know someone, the more mortal
Jessica's
they become.
Jessica's got lots of friends from camp. Lots of people from her wedding party. You're bumping so many of these
really?
People.
Really? Wedding party? How many people were in your wedding party?
16?
On your side?
No, gosh, no. 8.
Okay, eight. That's not bad. That's like definitely middle of the road.
Yeah, that's, I think, middle to high before being like, what the?
Yeah. I don't think I have, I don't think I could have 8 people in my bridal party, but I think I probably have 8 friends.
Yeah.
But maybe not that I would like want to be standing up there.
You don't have 8 ride or die friends. I don't either.
I mean, I think that there are two types of people. It's like someone who has a lot of very good friends and someone that has 1 or 2 like insane best friends and then like a lot of acquaintances.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that. And, you know, I had some sibs up there.
Yes.
Sibs will really boost your numbs.
Yes, they really will. Sibs will boost the numbs.
Sibs will boost your numbs.
We go now to a bridal store, a dress shop where some gals are looking at dresses.
Oh my God, you look radiant.
I mean, give me my sunglasses. This is the one.
I'm blind.
I'm blind.
You guys, do you think he'll say yes?
I mean, yeah, are you concerned that he might not?
I'm just so nervous that when it comes down to it, he's going to say no.
Oh, no, he's so... No.
No, no, no.
Caitlin, he is going to say yes.
Yes, yes. You, when you knock on his door in a wedding gown and say, marry me, Doug.
Not only that, he's gonna say, hell yes. He's gonna say, hell yes. He's gonna say, hell yes, because of the dress.
He's gonna say, hell yes.
Really?
Yeah.
He's gonna say, hell yes.
I don't know.
He's gonna say, hell yes, because of the dress.
I just don't know. We've been friends for so long and never taken it to the next step. Do you think this is a bit rash, showing up in this dress?
I don't have any idea what you fucking mean. It's time for ladies to take back the power, because it's 2017 and he's gonna say hell yes.
I hope.
He's gonna say hell yes. He's gonna say hell yes, because of the dress.
Here goes.
I don't know what you're thinking, what's going on in your mind. How could someone say no when your beauty has left us blind?
Ah.
You're the most amazing person and we love you till we die.
We do.
He's gonna totally say yes, and I bet he's also gonna totally start to cry.
He's gonna say hell yes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's gonna say hell yes. Hell yes.
You go, girl.
He's gonna say hell yes,
because of the dress.
And then he's gonna cry his fucking eyes out. Hell yes,
because of the dress.
And also all of your amazing attributes.
Good. Also your personality.
Yeah. And your heart and your mind.
Thank
and your
you.
Spirit.
Not because of the dress,
okay.
But the dress is gonna help.
Right.
Doug.
Yeah?
Someone knocked at the door. Did you order a pizza or something?
No. Why?
Someone knocked at the door.
Just let it go.
What?
Let him knock.
Doug,
what?
Answer your door. I can't answer. I don't live here. It's weird.
Yeah, well, why are you listening to my door, bro?
Dude, your door is being knocked. Why aren't you answering?
Fine, you're always on my ass, Kevinery.
Hello?
Hi, is Doug available? I'm Caitlin from his work.
Oh, whoa, you look so pretty.
Oh, say. Thanks, this old thing?
Yeah, what? Yeah, that beautiful, well-fitting wedding dress? Yeah, you look incredible.
Well, I'm actually here for Doug. You see, he and I have been working at a,
You work together?
Yeah, at Marriott Courtyard. And, we've been working together for the last 6 months, and, I'm here to ask him, well, an important question.
Whoa! Hey, can I tell you something? Thanks for letting me get involved, because I love Doug, he's my best friend, but sometimes it's hard to get involved in his life, and I feel like you really let me in.
Well, I mean, I hope. Doug and I have been, I think, you know, good coworkers for so long that I want to take it to the next step, and if you're his roommate and best friend?
Best friend, not roommate, I wish.
Oh, so you're just here?
Yeah.
Oh!
You know how pals are just at each other's houses? Isn't it weird that I open the door?
Later in life, I found that I don't get invited over to many friends' houses, but now and again, I guess.
It is hard to be like, do you want to just come over and watch TV? You always feel like there needs to be more of an event.
That's right, it doesn't appeal to me.
Oh!
Let's meet at a restaurant.
Oh, it appeals to me. I'm desperate for it. Anyway, I'll get him. He's just chilling on his couch.
Wait, Kevinry.
Yeah.
Maybe you could help?
Oh, I'd love to. What can I do?
Go tell him there's a surprise at the door.
Okay.
But don't mention what it is.
Well, sure.
Oh, right. That's what makes it a surprise.
Hey, whatever you're gonna do, just be confident, because I think it's gonna work out. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Should I close the door or?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Rude.
Doug.
What?
You know I loved you since we met on the fourth grade soccer field.
What?
Just as a best friend, you can slow down. Treat this moment like I'm saying yield.
Okay.
There is something incredible about to happen to you. You won't believe your eyes.
You're saying go out the back door.
No.
Climb out the window.
No.
And run as fast as I can.
No.
'Cause the cops are here to get me.
No, that's not what
you're saying. Go out the back door.
No.
Go rent an unmarked van.
No.
And drive for the border. Because the cops have finally caught wind of my embezzlement.
What's that? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. That's...
No, ma'am, but if they're here, I gotta go now.
No, I'm saying, you gotta just slow down, take a breath, and look around at your incredible life. Slow down, take a breath. I have a feeling, well, something about a wife. No, shh, I didn't say that to you. That's not the kind of thing that I would do. You won't believe your eyes.
You're saying my ex-wife is here.
No.
And she's turning me into the fed. So I should go out the back door. I should go up the chimney like a reverse Santa Claus.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me, Kevin Ring.
You won't believe your eyes. At the front door awaits a great surprise. It's not the cops.
Is it the feds?
It's not the feds.
Is it the Parks Department sheriff?
It's not the sheriff.
Is it traffic enforcement?
No.
Well, then I'll go to the front door.
You won't believe your...
All right, but if it's the cops, I'm going to be so pissed off at you, Kevin.
No, it's not the cops, man. I'm trying to be a good friend. Just let me.
All right. And you're not in love with me?
No, I just... Isn't it okay to want a good friendship and try to, like, let it evolve as you get older?
Oh, don't make this about you, Kevin.
Oh, gosh.
Doug.
Oh. Caitlin, you... Oh, my God. You look... Radiant.
I came here to ask you for your hand in marriage. I've already spoken to your parents.
But what?
Well,
I guess
your stepdad?
Yeah. I don't know what happened to my real dad.
Oh.
So Paul is my stepdad.
We cut to Caitlin at Doug's parents' house. Oh, so you work at the Marriott?
Yes, I work at the Marriott with Doug. I've been there for the last several months, and we've grown closer. And, I want to ask you...
Bill, Bill, will you bring us some Arnold Palmer's?
Yeah, sure. Sure thing, Deb.
Bill, I'm sorry I didn't even ask you. Caitlin, sweetheart, do you want an Arnold Palmer or do you want just a lemonade or just an iced tea?
It's half lemonade and half iced tea. And if you want, we can throw in a little Sprite. We call that a Tiger Woodsy Arnold Palmer.
But he's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
It's because it's when we get wild. He's a bad boy. It's also, that's when we say, uh-oh, who's a sex freak?
Who's the crazy sex maniac?
We're sorry. You were trying to tell us something important and now we're...
No, this is much more important. I also think that Tiger Woods is a bad guy.
Yeah, sometimes though, doesn't it feel a little good to be a bad guy?
Well, not like Tiger Woods. He's like an abusive man.
Not like that. I just, how if you put a little Sprite in your Arnold Palmer and you have it as a drink, the zip zap zap on your little tongue makes you stop and think. What if I was a little bit bad? Not bad like a bad guy. That would be bad. Just a little bit bad. A little bit bad. And what if Bill and I had sex tonight?
I think I get what you're saying. What if we do a little hot spot and put Tiger Woods right on the spot? He's abusive.
He's
a bad dad. And he threatens his ex-wife.
That's all bad. We don't want to be bad like a bad guy. We just want to be a little bit bad.
Okay. So you want to, drink a little, smoke a little, and have a little sex.
Yes.
But not abusive.
No.
Homicidal.
No.
Or smuggle weapons.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Just a little bit bad.
So, you can marry my son.
Oh, great.
I didn't even know the two of you were dating.
Well, the thing is, dating is so 2001.
Oh.
Yeah. These days, it's all about the woman taking control.
I like that, Caitlin. And I think Doug would be good to have you. You know, his ex-wife, she was not like you.
She was bad like Tiger Woods is bad.
Oh, no.
Bill.
What?
A little possessive, a little jealous, just normal level bad, but the kind of bad you don't want with your son.
Okay, well,
but
I'm
not
nothing like that.
Like
Tiger Woods.
Not like Tiger Woods
a lot of it bad.
Okay, well.
So you talked to Paul and Deb, not Bill and Deb.
Yeah, well.
I made a point not to learn my stepfather's name to remind him that he's not that part of my life.
Bill and Deb gave me their blessing. After I promised I would, look after their son and not be that bad.
Wow. Caitlin, I mean, it's 2017 and dating is so 2001 and so...
Now we just skip to the part where the girl asks the boy for marriage.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know if you know this about me. I'm not good at letting people close to me.
What?
Kevin Reed's been trying to get close to me for a long time. Get out of the room. This moment is not about you.
I just see if you need anything. I put the oven on to make potato skins. Do you want some, Caitlin?
Yeah, just a potato. None of the skin. Please, you have to let us in. Did something bad happen to you?
No, it's just I let someone get close to me once and it... Have you ever met Valerie?
Well, no, that's your ex-wife. Oh, wait, did she come in the Marriott Courtyard one time?
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did she?
Excuse me, everyone, here at the Courtyard Marriott.
Val.
Excuse me, ma'am, are you here for a reservation?
No. This is my wife, I'm sorry.
I am here to make a scene.
Oh, no, please, it's the afternoon rush.
Val, do we have to do this here?
Yes, we do.
Oh, no.
You know we do. It's been a long time coming.
Please, not when all these businessmen are checking in for a one-day stay.
I'm checking in for a one-day stay. I have to go back to Japan tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Businessman.
Yes?
Here for a conference. Well, stop where you are and look at me.
Oh, please. She's just wearing a jacket.
Young child.
Just just a jacket?
Heading for the indoor pool. You better stop and look at me.
Wait, I want to go swimming.
I'm here to make a scene.
Make a scene.
Make a big old stinking scene.
Make a scene.
I'm here to make a scene. That's what I'm about to do. I'm here to make a scene.
Make a scene.
Make a big old stinking scene.
Make a scene.
I'm gonna make your life hard. Question of the concierge.
Yes?
Did you know that I am Valerie here to make a scene?
I didn't!
If you're getting off the elevator, here's
me?
What you missed.
Excuse me?
I'm making a scene, I'm a big, big villain. You can feel free to boo and hiss. I'm here.
Make a scene.
To make a big old scene. I am here to make a scene. That's what I'm about to do. Make a scene, gonna make your life hard for you. I'm Valerie, making a scene. I am here to make, a scene.
She's making a scene that you're making, she's making a scene.
Wow!
Complimentary cookie?
Thank you. I'm eating it, and now I'm throwing it on the floor.
No, it's warm.
Yep, you've accurately remembered what happened.
Oh, yeah.
She came in wearing nothing but a coat and started demanding that everyone look at her, yelling at children, people getting off of elevators, businessmen from Japan, just to literally just pay attention to her.
I know you've been burned before. She was bad, like spread on your tongue bad.
She was Tiger Woods bad.
Well, I mean, that can't happen twice. Lightning simply can't. Strike twice.
Or can it? It's me, Doug. I came through the back door. Kevin Reed tried to stop me, but I tied him up.
Valerie?
Uncharacteristic of you to come in anywhere but the front entrance, Valerie.
Well, sometimes to make a scene, you have to surprise.
What are you doing here? I thought you were in Alaska trying to literally get an entire state to look at you at the same time.
I went, and I succeeded.
Of course you did. This would be super easy in Alaska.
Excuse me, I don't think we even met.
Who are you, and why are you in such a beautiful, well-fitting gown? God damn it, you look gorgeous.
Why won't anyone call it a bridal gown? I'm here because he's moving past Valerie and on to me.
And who are you?
I'm Caitlin, a concierge at the Marriott Courtyard.
Is this what you're on to now, Doug? Girls who show up in wedding dresses and barely know how to make a scene?
I wish I didn't make a scene anywhere I go, but the fact is, I make a splash.
Caitlin, what are you doing?
When I walk into any store, sometimes people say, can we help you?
Can we help you?
Other times I go undetected, and then I quietly leave. Sometimes I make a little scene, and sometimes I'm undetected.
Sounds like you control when you make a scene. And that's something I've never even tried to do. I just always make a scene, but you're making scenes. Sometimes you're making splashes, and sometimes you're being stealthy. Huh.
At an automatic faucet. Sometimes it turns on, and sometimes it doesn't recognize my hands.
Like a ghost.
Sometimes I make a splash.
Splash.
Other times I'm undetected.
Undetected.
That's right. I'll stand for hours at an elevator before the button recognizes I pushed it. Other times I'll take the stairs.
Yeah, you know what? She's right. In fact, that reminds me of the first time I met her. I walked into the Courtyard Marriott, and I asked a lady for her name. And the next day, and next day, and day after that, I came in and did the same. It took two whole weeks. weeks for me to recognize that the same person had been working. And later that day, didn't notice her in the kitchen, but she was definitely there lurking. She
That's
made a
right.
scene.
Sometimes I make a scene.
Sometimes she's undetected. Sometimes she make a scene.
Sometimes you're undetected.
Well.
And that's what... you know what? Yeah, that is what I want now, Valerie. I couldn't stand scenes all the time. It was nonstop 24/7 scenes with you.
You used to love it. You used to love being a part of my big stinking scenes.
Yeah, the first time someone walks into a lobby wearing nothing but a coat and everyone realizes that beautiful, mostly naked person is there to see you. Yeah, it's cool and everyone talks to you. But the second time it happens, the third time it happens, people start to ask, why can't you get your wife to wear clothes?
Valerie, he's an adult now. He wants to be with a woman where sometimes people that come in after us at a restaurant will get seated before us.
Oh, I don't know about... Well, on second thought, I don't know. I have to go out the window or the back door or the chimney like a reverse Santa Claus.
No! Oh, come back. Come back, Doug. Hey, Caitlin, will you come untie me?
Kevin Ree... I can't believe you let Valerie just overtake you. You need to learn how to stand up for yourself.
I'm sorry. You're right. She used the tie of her trench coat and used it like a lasso before I even knew what was happening.
You have a weak voice, but you're literally entirely muscle.
You're...
Whoa!
Whoa, I never noticed. Someone's at the door. Should I get it?
Kevin Ree, come on.
What? Should I?
Actually, we both equally don't live here, so I guess you get it, yeah.
Hello?
Hello. I'm Benjamin Smith of the Feds.
No!
No! Oh, no. Who is Benjamin Smith? Will Doug ever return? And what's better, a scene or sometimes a scene? Find out in Act 2 of...
Run to You Bride, the opposite of Runaway Bride,
the musical!
What are you ho-humming about?
I'm just ho-humming about another night of just hot dogs.
Don't eat just hot dogs.
You're
Jessica,
right.
Stop ho-humming. Do you have any idea how easy it is to make delicious meals at home?
The hot dogs are good, but it's just the repetitive nature. I don't know. Tell me how, Zach.
Let me hit you with a blue apron.
What?
Put it on.
I feel so blue.
Yeah, that's right. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country.
Oh, yeah. That's the one for less than $10 a meal. They deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients right to your door.
Yeah, man. They're completely flexible. You can customize your recipes each week and choose a delivery option that fits your needs.
Zach, actually, I've used Blue Apron before, and guess what I made? A delicious...
Wait, hold on. A quesadilla.
No.
Two quesadillas.
No.
Is it a number of quesadillas?
It's not.
Then I'm out of guesses.
It was vegetarian udon ramen.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love me some ramen.
It had a soft-boiled egg in it. I took a pic. Took a pic of this. It was so beautiful and delicious.
You gotta gram that ramen.
I didn't because it felt like too much, but I loved it.
Whew. Okay, well, get ready to take pictures of these upcoming meals because they're going to be great. And in August, you can get basil pesto chicken with summer vegetable panzanella.
Sauteed shrimp and green beans with globe tomato, spinach, and orzo pasta.
Whole grain pasta and summer vegetables with heirloom tomato caprese salad.
Miso butter salmon and lo mein noodles with a cucumber and charmed tomatoes.
And meatball pizza with
fresh mozzarella cheese and charmed tomatoes.
One of these things is not like the other. They all sound good, but one of them's like, boom, meatball pizza.
Get all these meals, you guys. They have freshest guarantee, and they promise that every ingredient's arrived ready to cook, or they'll make it right.
Yes.
Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/offbook.
Or they'll make it right.
They'll make it right
they
for you.
I swear to you.
They'll make it right on this night.
You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. And if you do wait,
they will make it right. That's blueapron.com/offbook. Blue Apron, a better way to cook that's
and
not.
And if it isn't, they'll make it right.
I was going to ho-hum, but now I don't have to.
Don't ho-hum.
They made it right.
Welcome back to Act 2 of
Run to Your Bride,
the musical!
When we last left, one of our heroes, Doug, had left through either the chimney, the window, or the back door to escape making a choice between his former wife and his future wife-to-be, maybe?
Caitlin and Kevin Ree have just met
Benjamin Smith, as you know, a famous member of
The Fed.
We'll never tell you where Doug went.
Yeah, we'll never tell you anything at all.
Well, maybe that'll change when you hear what he did.
Nothing can change the way I feel about my Doug. We've been co-workers for a few months.
Yeah, and we've been best friends since the fourth grade.
Well, there are things that can break a person. Things that when you hear them make you think, I didn't know this person at all.
Yeah, right. We know everything about Doug.
Yeah.
His hair color, his skin color, even his eye color.
Yeah, his allergies, that time at sixth grade camp when he couldn't go to the bathroom for a whole week because he was scared, the time that he didn't make JV basketball, but then the next year just immediately made varsity. We both know the same amount of things.
All right, yeah. So maybe you do know a little bit about Doug. But what you don't know could fill a book. 'Cause what you don't know about your man Doug is worth a second look. Some men are bad, and some men are good, and some men are five times worse than Tiger Woods.
Oh, no.
They're super bad, like Doug.
No way, no way.
Some men are super bad, like Doug.
No way, no way, no way.
And when you hear the specifics about what he did, you're never gonna wanna give him a hug. Because he's super bad, Doug.
No way, man.
Ooh, let me tell you one thing. Just a fact I've got. For the last 10 years, he's been embezzling from the Courtyard Marriott.
No!
But not only that, it's not just that fact alone. Sometimes he goes into the kitchen and takes the forks and the napkins home because he's super bad.
No way,
Doug.
No way, no way, no way.
Oh, he's super bad, Doug.
No way, no way, no way.
One time he went into the suite and entered the bathroom and took one of those plastic rugs that stopped you from slipping. He's super bad, Doug. And now I'm sure you are wondering, I can tell by the looks on your face, you're stealing things from the Courtyard Marriott. It would not be a federal case. Well then why, oh why, are we so interested? Oh well, it turns out that your boy Doug is a sleeper cell Russian operative, because he's super bad, Doug. Super bad, Doug.
No way, no way, no way.
And if you ask him what he knows about Putin or the Kremlin, he'll just give you a shrug, but he's lying because he's super bad, Doug. Bad.
Oh, no.
And that's why the federal government has come to track him down. Less about the embezzling from the Courtyard Marriott, more about the being a sleeper cell Russian agent.
What about taking the forks and the napkins?
Ugh, that just shows what a heartless bastard he is.
I should have known. He always kept the lobby so cold.
Yeah, I should have known. He didn't let me hang out with him as much as I would have wanted to.
Both Russian things. Coldness in relationships and coldness in temperature preference.
I'm sorry, Caitlin. I'm sorry that he's not the guy we thought he was.
Russian operative. Wait. When we would be on duty together, you know, on duty at the Marriott.
Courtyard. Yeah, that's what they call it.
He would ask me all sorts of questions, and I thought he was just trying to get to know me, but I revealed way too much. All about where the U.S. keeps missiles and how far they can reach.
That's right, Caitlin. I forget you're the niece of the former head of the armed services.
That's right.
Why? But still, you shouldn't have that information.
Well, Uncle Neddy wanted me to know everything.
Yeah, in case something happens to
him. I guess it's true.
Well, I've told my kids everything that I know about. They're 6 and 4, respectively.
We cut to a playground. Yeah, well, my dad, he knows about, like, Russian secrets, and he also knows, like, he knows where the atomic football is.
Yeah, and my dad, He right now is in between gigs, and so he's watching all the TV shows on the couch, and Mom's getting all sorts of mad.
sounds like for sure my dad could beat up your dad.
I guess we all, I mean, my dad could beat up both your dads.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah.
No way, that's not, that can't be.
Mm. Wait, isn't your dad John Cena?
Huh?
He could.
Yeah, but that's not fair.
Yeah.
When your dad's John Cena, he can't beat up everyone. When your dad's John Cena, your whole life is professional wrestling fun. When your dad is John Cena,
I wish my dad was John Cena.
All the world's a fun little game. When your dad is John Cena, nothing's the same.
Let me see. When your dad is Benjamin Smith. Here's the things you can't get away with. When your dad is Benjamin Smith, he'll never give you a hug or a kiss. Oh, ouch, my heart hurts.
When your dad is Artie, just Artie, your mom says he has to give up his last name until he takes on more of the household responsibilities. Well, Artie, yes, Artie, Artie built a bucket into the couch and now he doesn't ever need to get up.
Wow.
Gross.
No, that's awesome. Oh, I wish my dad was Artie.
What? Really? And not John Cena?
I wish my dad was Artie.
You're gonna have to explain why.
All I want is for my dad to be around and love me, 'cause right now he does that hardly. But you always have your dad around. That's right, I wish my dad was Artie. Yeah, I wish my dad
John
was
Cena.
Artie, but
it should be John
no one
Cena.
Wants their dad to be stupid Benjamin
Whoa.
Smith.
No. Benjamin Smith sounds like he's doing a lot of cool things for the government.
Hardly. He just really cares about Russia. You know, it's so far away and cold.
Sometimes I don't think my son knows how much I'm doing for this country. Yesterday he told me to build a bucket into the couch. And I said, why would I do that? He said, so you never have to go to the bathroom.
Sounds like your son loves you and just wants to be around you, kind of like how I feel about Doug.
Yeah, you can't keep chasing Doug, okay? So he made a couple of mistakes. I mean, it can't be that bad.
And here's the thing. Take it from two people who've really known and loved him. The harder you chase Doug, the further he'll go away. Sometimes you gotta let him come to you. Yeah, that's what we haven't been doing, Caitlin. You and me gotta play hard to get, and so should you, Benjamin Smith.
Yeah, I should stop following him. I should play hard to get in my investigations.
Oh, yeah, it'll drive him nuts.
All right.
Oh, yeah. If we kind of nag Doug and tell him that we've seen someone else wearing the same shirt he's wearing, maybe he'll marry us?
I mean, what I've been doing has not worked, so tell you what. I'm gonna go hide in the attic and wait for him to come back, because he'll come back. And when he does, Benjamin Smith will be waiting. Why is there a bunch of rope around your hands?
Oh, from Valerie. Wait, where'd Valerie go?
Oh no, look up the chimney. There's dust there. That means she just left.
Oh, she's probably following Doug.
Oh, yeah. The tallest building in town. Sometimes this is where Doug's got to go to just kind of stare into space and...
I knew you'd be here,
God
Douglas.
Damn it, Valerie.
Oh, the tallest building. What a perfect place for a scene.
Is it, Valerie? There's
yes.
no one here but you or me.
Perfect place for a scene. Oh, imagine watching this. There'd be some crane shots. Oh. There's the high-stakes drama of being at the top of a building. Probably this is one of those Chekhov's gun situations where one of us is going to die. This is a perfect
place. Just because
for a
you put
scene.
Two people at the top of a building doesn't mean one of them
two
has
people,
to jump.
Two people in distress and one person who's wanted by the feds. Yes, that's right, Doug. I waited just long enough in your apartment to get the scoop, but then left quick enough so that they didn't notice me scurry up the chimney.
Wait, the feds are after me?
Yes, and they've told your sweet little new girlfriend and your friend who you don't take seriously your horrible, horrible deeds. You're bad. Much worse than I ever thought.
I don't want to live anymore. Here I go.
Wait.
Who was that?
Oh, we'll never know. Oh, wait, they left a note behind.
Hi, it's me.
Tiger Woods. Holy shit. Tiger Woods just threw himself off of a building.
Oh, and we were here to see it. I told you it'd be a scene.
God, Valerie, I'm so attracted to you. And that trench coat with no belt that I guess you threw away at some point.
I use it to lasso your friend who doesn't realize he's all muscle. Oh,
so dramatic.
That's how I do things, but I didn't know you had such a flair for the dramatics.
Oh, you have no idea. I've been trying to just be Doug, but I'm not really Doug.
You're a spy?
I guess you could say that.
Okay, you're a spy.
Yeah, I'm a spy.
Oh, so many secrets. So many lies. So many ways that we should have stopped. So many ways we could have tried. So many secrets. So many lies. So many secrets. So many lies. Why didn't you just let me? Just why did you have to? You just always.
I don't know whether to be part of you or to run away from you, Valerie. I don't know. Sometimes when I see you like this, I wonder. Maybe if I am not the person who I pretend to be, then a woman who's always making scenes would be the perfect cover for me, because no one would pay attention to all the things I've done. You could cause so much of a commotion, no one could notice a smoking gun. And there are so many secrets,
so many lies,
so many secrets. This building is just so fucking high.
So many secrets,
so many secrets,
so many lies,
so many lies,
so many secrets, and so many people who just saw Tiger Woods dying. Oh, John Cena, why are you here?
I'm here because my kid doesn't think that I'm a good dad.
What? No one could be a better dad than John Cena.
Well, I think I'm a good dad, but then sometimes I'm not a good dad.
Is your head okay?
Well, it's smaller than my body, but that doesn't mean anything is wrong.
Yeah, I'd say everything John is
Cena,
smaller than your body.
Tell me, do you like a girl who makes a scene?
I like a girl who makes a scene.
Very good.
Very good. Oh, yes. He makes a scene. And I make a scene. Goodbye forever. Wait, Douglas,
I'm sorry.
I found the new person who makes my heart sing.
So, in just 1 second, I think I know what you mean. As soon as he came onto the scene, you're leaving me for John Cena.
So many Cenas. So many scenes. So many Cenas.
You go and then I'll go in between.
So many Cenas.
So many Cenas.
So many ways to make a scene.
So many ways to make a scene.
So many Cenas, but there's only one Cena for me. Grab onto my back, John Cena, and I'll float us down with my coat.
Are you going to be able to hold my weight?
I'm all muscle.
Oh.
What are you going to do, Doug? You're alone again up on the tallest building in town.
Not quite alone.
Ugh. Krasnyov.
That's right.
My handler.
I am your handler because Krasnyov heard that Benjamin Smith is onto you.
Can we drop all pretexts, Krasnyov?
Yes.
We have grown tired of being Doug.
Oh, so Doug no want to be Doug anymore.
I don't think there's anything left leaving for Doug.
But have you gotten the information from Caitlin, the Marriott co-worker?
To be honest, the first time I saw her, I thought I can get information from her. The second day I come back, I say, shit, she is gone. New woman is here, working behind the counter. 2 weeks later, I realize, no, it's same woman.
Listen, I know she is unremarkable, but her uncle is involved in missile.
Yes, if I remember correctly, he is head of armed services?
That's right. Caitlin should tell you exactly where the missiles are.
Then I will and go then... back to her, Krishnyov. If I must for my country, I will put up with that woman who is sometimes memorable and sometimes just super blending in.
You shall be rewarded handsomely.
I will have all the Russian pastries I can eat.
Besh, you will have every single hard cookie with the little soft jelly inside.
I long for the little hard cookie with the little soft jelly. I want to put that cookie inside my little belly.
You'll get it, Doug. I promise when the mission's done, you'll get the hard cookie with a little soft cookie inside.
Yes, I wish to have the little hard cookie, the little soft jelly. The cookie is so smooshy, the jelly is so smelly. I like to eat it chewy. I will call him on the telly. I got to ask my people, bring me cookies with the jelly.
You bring us the cold, yes. You bring us the missiles, and then you get the hard cookie. This I promise you from Krishnyov.
Little hard cookie is what I'm working for.
With the soft jelly.
Little hard cookie. It has a little soft jelly deep inside. I will go back to Caitlin for the little hard cookie and the little soft jelly and my pride and the cookie.
Very good.
Ding. Oh, my potato skins are done. Caitlin, do you still want just a potato?
Yeah, just the potato part. Save the skins for a rainy day.
Okay. Oh, should I answer it?
Yes. If you're closest to it, answer it. Can they? Let's just ground rules.
I know, it's just not my house. All right. Hello?
Hi.
Oh.
I'm back.
Doug.
Doug!
Yeah, I made my choice. I could never love Valerie. I love you. And I made the choice just based on what goes on inside my own head and me deciding that I wanted to be with you.
Say my name.
Caitlin.
Yes!
Wait, Caitlin? I know we don't have the long, amazing history that you have with Doug.
Such a long, amazing history. I remember the first day I saw you, and the second day I saw you for the first time, and the third day I saw you for the first time.
See? He didn't let you make an impression on his heart. And I sort of believe the things that Benjamin Smith said about him. Now thinking back to it, I think he is bad. And maybe I'm a guy for you.
Kevinry? What are you doing?
Doug.
Yeah?
Open your silverware drawer.
What? Why?
I need to make sure that you're the Doug that I want to marry.
I mean, if you trust me, Caitlin, how could you make me open a silver...
He's getting defensive.
No, I'm not.
It's a sign of a secret.
Fine.
No.
I took a bunch of things from the courtyard, Mary.
Oh, my God.
I took napkins, and if you go in the bathroom, you'll see one of those plastic rugs. Rug is maybe not the best word for it. Maybe mat would be a better word.
Yeah, but that's how people don't slip. I mean, that's cold, man. That's cold.
Well, maybe I am cold.
See?
Oh, no.
And maybe the only thing colder than me is this Cold War era pistol.
Oh my God.
I need the codes, Caitlin.
No!
I need the codes from your family head of the armed services, the uncle who was ever so chatty with the chatty facts.
My uncle told me the missile codes in secret on a vacation.
Well, I'm going to need those codes because if I don't get them, I won't get the little hard cookie with the little soft jelly or my pride.
So you didn't want to be with me at all? You wanted me for the codes?
Caitlin, I don't know how to put this to you, but you said it best yourself.
You are an entirely unmemorable human being.
Oh, that's not even what she said. She said...
You said specifically,
not
I am
detectable.
An unmemorable...
No, she said
no
sometimes
one, no, I'm unworthy
she said,
of
I'm
love.
See, I listen. That's not what she
said. You came and you said to me, Doug, I am a no one person.
No, that's not what she said. And
I am a vacuum of a...
Oh. Potato skin! Ow. Potato skin!
Where are the potatoes?
Oh, no! She already ate them. Those are just the hot, hot skins, and now it's I who's holding the cold, cold pistol. Too bad for you. Caitlin noticed something I'd never noticed before.
What?
I'm made of entirely muscle.
Bend the gun in half.
And now to do the same to your bod.
Oh my gosh.
I'm being tied into a little rugula pretzel shape twist.
Yes, now you look like a hard cookie with a soft jelly. Huh. But you, Caitlin, you look... You're memorable to me. You're memorable to me. I'll never forget your face or the way that you smile because you're memorable to me.
Is it because of this dress?
No, but it helps.
Is it because we found out your best friend is a Russian spy?
Kind of. You know, something traumatic like that can really bond people, but no, it's not because of that.
Is it because we watched Valerie shuffle up the chimney?
Again, like these are great memories for us, but no.
Is it because I fell asleep in the attic? Me?
Benjamin Smith!
That's right. I'm awake now. Oh my God. You caught him and you tied him up like a little pretzel.
Yeah. Arugula.
You're so strong.
Yeah.
Kevin Ray. Your country needs you.
Okay. I'll do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
But yeah. Only, Caitlin, do you want to also come work for the country? I mean, she already knows a lot of top secret information. We should probably, like, keep her inside the government.
Yeah, you're probably right. Caitlin, will you serve your country?
She's gonna say hell yes. She's gonna say hell yes. She's gonna say hell yes, because she's the best. She's gonna say hell yes.
I hope that she says hell yes.
I think that she'll say hell yes,
because she's the best.
I want to be remembered. I want everyone to know my name. I'll join the government and life will never be the same.
Oh, Caitlin, you don't have to change who you are. And I will tell you why. A person who is super forgettable makes the perfect spy.
She's gonna won't say hell yes.
Yes.
Won't we'll you say hell yes?
I'll join.
She just said hell yes, because she's the best. This Caitlin, I'll always love you, but I'll never propose. You can do it to me when you think the time is right. Thanks for showing me I have muscles and for showing me the light. And when you ask me, should I be so bold? I can tell you our life, well, it will never be cold. I think you know what I'll say. You won't have to guess. How could I say anything else to the girl who is the best? You know I'll say hell yes.
Caitlin, ask him.
You know I'll say hell yes.
Well,
you know I'll say hell yes.
Kevin Reed.
Oh my God! Kevinry, you are all muscle!
I'm sorry, I've been holding a lot of things in! I'm sorry, I've just been hiding in his shadow for so long, I've been holding a lot of stuff in, but Caitlin, you know I'm gonna say,
hell!
and John Cena performed their marriage. The end!
Thank you for listening to the opening and closing night of Run to You Bride!
The musical! We'll be right back after a short break!
Cloth is your go-to spot for fashion as unique as you.
You're an incredibly unique human being.
Thank you, as are you.
Could fashion be unique as you? And if so, who would be able to do that?
ModCloth, baby, because they believe that fashion is for everybody's size and shape. That's why their exclusive line of apparel is offered in a full size range, extra, extra small to 4X.
Love that range. ModCloth is a go-to source for unique women's fashion. But if you're a dude and you want to buy it, go for it.
No one will stop you.
I won't stop you. They specialize in a broad range of styles from quirky statement prints. Do you have any quirky statement prints?
No.
Get into it. You got any vibrant colors?
Yes, hell yeah.
Yes, you do. You have any retro dresses?
Nope.
Classic silhouettes?
Yeah.
And cool contemporary clothing?
You bet.
Yeah, but did you know that you can even get free sizing and fit and styling help from their team of mod stylists?
That sounds like a team I want to be on.
Assemble. Mod stylists.
We are here.
For the world does not know what size it needs.
Well, I am here to help you with your size and styling and fit. It is I, King of Mod Stylist. It is I.
It's a monarchy.
It is I, Queen of Mod Stylist.
You can effortlessly transition between seasons with summer styles that stay perfectly preserved for fall. There's a lot of alliteration in that sentence. Seasons for summer styles that stay perfectly preserved for fall.
Who wrote this copy? Someone with great language skills. Go to modcloth.com, modcloth.com, and enter promo code OFFBOOK at checkout to get 30% off your order of $100 or more. That's promo code OFFBOOK. Make every day extraordinary at ModCloth.
Welcome back.
You took a break. We took a break. Scott did not take a break.
Scott's been playing nonstop all the way through. No one.
It's been beautiful.
The keyboard was off.
Fran, we're going to do a little segment called Deep Cut. This is where you're going to pick one of these musicals, and I'll explain. Okay. The Maid of the Mountains, Nymph Errant, Pins and Needles.
These are all real musicals.
These are real, real obscure, but real musicals.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, just go ahead and pick one.
Oh, let's do Pins and Needles.
Let's do Pins and Needles. Why not?
Here are some actual songs from Pins and Needles.
Mm-hmm.
Here they come.
Here they come.
When you hear the names of these songs,
this is from 1937. It's a real Broadway show. Okay, and I'm going to give you three songs to choose from. Okay.
Okay.
Lesson in Etiquette. Britannia Waves the Rules. The General is Unveiled.
You know it's Britannia Waves the Rules.
Well, we don't have the rights to that song, so we can't play it.
But
however,
we're gonna sing what we think it could have sounded like.
Okay. This is
Britannia Waves the Rules.
All right, everyone. The polo ponies are in the stable. Now, I have a question. We've been playing polo, and it's been fun.
Yes, yes, quite.
Just so very, very structured.
Yes, I find that I'm on my pony, and I'm using my sledgehammer-like thing to scoot a ball. I think, my, there are so many rules. Why must it be so strict? But we are men of Britain.
That's right. And as we all know, Britannia waves the rules.
Oh, we are on the world stage, but we write the rules on our own page. The sun never sets on the British Empire. Let's take the rules and set them afire.
Yes, the rule that says you have to be on your horse. I say we get rid of that, of course. If I wish to ride on a sheep or a bull, it's fine. Britannia waive the rules.
And the rule that says you can't eat lunch. Well, let up the horse, I don't like that a bunch. Let's waive that rule, cause I eat what I like. That's why I waive the rule.
Britannia waves the rules. Britannia waves the rules.
Now you can run outside the swimming pool, because Britannia waves the rules.
Oh,
the rule that says we cannot have four wives on the back of our horses' butts. I say let's get rid of that rule, and no one can say what.
The rule that says that the little ball we use has
has to be an actual ball. What if it was a hedgehog like Alice in Wonderland? She had it all.
And the rule that says that employees must wash hands. What do we think of that?
I hate it.
Let's not wash our hands and feed the food if we are the kitchen staff.
Britannia waves the rules. Britannia waves the rules.
You don't have to stay any seconds inside school. No, Britannia waves the rules.
Britannia
waves.
Waves the rules.
God save the queen unless you don't wave the rules.
Thank you so much. This has been Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That's Zach Reno.
That's Jessica McKenna.
Fran Gillespie, thank you so much for joining us. Where can the good people find you?
The good
appreciate
and the,
your wonder.
And the bad people, but not the bad people.
No, well, no, just Sprite on your tongue, people.
I am at the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Ooh, cha-cha, you gotta see her.
In Los Angeles, every Sunday night with a show called Search History. But I also do want to plug Wet Hot American Summer 10 years later. It's coming out August 4th, and it'll be great.
Where can the people watch it?
On Netflix.
That's great. That's great. You can follow me at Zacharino on Twitter.
You can follow me at Jess R. McKenna on Twitter.
And man, we would love it if you could go
on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever else you get your podcasts. Subscribe, give us a little rating, a little shout out. We're a little baby.
Yeah, tell us what you think of the songs. Tell us how we could have made them better. The answer, that's impossible.
Yeah, perfect. If you have something mean to say, say it into a pillow.
Yeah, we want your feedback as long as it's positive. We're not going to tell you what to do, though. But for real, be nice.
But for real, please be nice. And if you're thinking about listening again, the answer is... Hell yes! Bye!
Bye!
Whatever the season, ModCloth's got you covered.
All of the seasons?
That's right. Snag a new swimsuit for that summer getaway or a cute cardi for those first signs of fall.
Falling leaves. Mm-hmm. It's fall, I can tell.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. That's me stepping on leaves. Mm-hmm. ModCloth's signature line of apparel comes in a full size range from extra, extra small to 4X, so it's never been easier to find your perfect fit. Need a little outfit advice?
I do.
Oh, me too. Just reach out to their amazing team of mod stylists for free sizing, fit, and styling help.
For free?
That's right. You just go to ModCloth.com, ModCloth.com, and enter promo code OFFBOOK at checkout to get 30% off your order of $100 or more. Snag your next style obsession at ModCloth.
Cute cardi.
Don't snag that cardi.
If you want to destroy my cardi, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Snag an obsession while you walk away.
ModCloth.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
ModCloth.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.